This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Which will probably end with Mike Elias, first order of business, hiring a new manager. And what sort of candidates could be out there for the Birds of Baltimore? Talk to him about whether or not a guy like Ryan Flaherty could be a nice option, former Oriole, Buck Showalter protege. You know what I'm saying? And then anything else going on in the world of baseball as well. But the Ravens and the Colts coming up here in about 2 hours less than joint practice. Lamar wasn't there yesterday, no Bateman, but we don't think that it's anything severe. Mm. But we've seen Voorhees in Cleveland. John Harbaugh talked about it after Sunday's practice, kind of rotating a little bit at left guard. For what reason? Even though Harbs has said that Voorhees is the starter there.
Last year they handed it to him, Bob. And I think this year they want to make him earn it. And he looks fine to me. I mean, he's got a nice strong punch and stuff. So I don't think it's much of a competition, you know, really. You know, the one that needs to, who plays inconsistently a lot is my boy Falele. When he gets tired, Bob, then he has his struggles. You know, he'll get high or, you know, because like in the run game stuff, he's good just because he can lean his body on people because it's so big. Pass game where he gets in trouble some, you know, with the stunts and twists and especially like on a longer drive. You know, and it could be hot, then, you know, fatigue makes cowards of us all.
It's 5881057 The Fan joining us now. He's no coward. He's all about it. He's in it to win it. USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin Allstriker. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, too. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, we got the joint practice, training camp in full swing. It's, you know, a lot of storylines to talk about and a lot of guys trying to fight for roster spots right now.
So now that Hoyland has been released, do we safely assume, tongue in cheek, that Tyler Loop is going to be comfortable and ready to rock and roll and have a Justin Tucker-like rookie season? Let's not forget, Tucker undrafted, 31 of 34, kick game-winning field goals in the playoffs and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think you kind of have to at this point. There are a couple of veterans still out there. I mean, you could bring in a Nick Folk or a Matt Prater, but it really feels like Baltimore is sold with Tyler Loop. And, you know, he did have a great stadium practice, kind of endeared himself to the fan base a little bit, you know, pumping up the crowd and the crowd getting loud and him hitting those field goals was, you know, a nice moment for him or nice moments for him. So, yeah, I think that Loop, to me, has that job, you know, and Harbaugh said it wasn't anything Hoyland did. Obviously, they just needed the roster space, and, you know, I get that. But to me, I think that Loop is a guy with the leg. The Ravens clearly have a type with kickers that they want to have a guy that can hit a long field goal. And, you know, the consistency is going to be the big thing for him. You know, as a rookie, there are going to be ups and downs. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think he's the one that the Ravens are going to go with. And, you know, for better or worse, I guess, with that position.
Kevin, I'm looking forward to today because it'll be the first time that he's kicked against, you know, somebody other than people across from him in Ravens uniform. So, it'll be a little bit more competitive today. So that'll be a good work for him.
Yeah, I think for a lot of these guys too, especially the younger players, with Loop too, being able to go up against another team, you know, you've been hitting your own guys or kicking against your own team for a couple weeks now, and it's just something different. And so for the Ravens, it's a big day. And with the way that the preseason now works, and Loop will kick in the preseason, but for a lot of the ones, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, et cetera, this is going to be the time where they're going to get those live reps because they're not going to play in the preseason. So it's a really important day for a lot of the team, being able to go out there, and for Loop in particular, someone that I think will benefit a lot from just having that experience against another team is huge.
Hey, Kevin, you know who it seems like we're talking about like every practice? It reminds me of 2 years ago with Keaton Mitchell, because Keaton does something like every day that you take notice.
Yeah, the confidence clearly is there. I mean, he took a screen pass at the stadium practice. You hear about him every day, like you said. He's someone that, again, he's not going to have the biggest role on the offense, but I think that he just provides that a really important skill set. Derrick Henry, Justice Hill, and Keaton Mitchell is a heck of a trio, and I think with him hopefully, you know, being able to establish some level of a consistent-ish role this season, you know, they still have to feed the ball to Derrick Henry, and Justice Hill's going to get his opportunities as well. You know, Mitchell's a guy you can throw a screen to in the flat, or, you know, he can take it between the tackles, and he's someone that yards after contact his rookie season. He was really good at that. It was an underrated stat of his that he was really good after contact, despite him, you know, in his frame. So I think that Mitchell, the way that he's had this training camp has been incredible, and I'm excited to see him in game action.
All right, Kevin, the one guy who are me and Bob going to be talking about tomorrow that we're going to say, you should have seen such and such at practice today?
Oh, you know, I'm going to go with an undrafted guy that I think has been turning a certain amount of heads. I'm going to say Ruben Lowry has a big day. I'm throwing that one out. A guy that I think for the Ravens, the bottom of the cornerback depth for the roster, you know, they have the rookies and Kone, and Longer Beam's been out. Lowry's been around the football. And, you know, I think that he has a legitimate shot here. I don't think that it's like set in stone that, you know, the two rookies are going to make the roster. Obviously, Eric DaCosta has shown that he's not afraid to part with a draft pick if there's a guy that is doing a better job. And to me, I think that the Ravens, with them emphasizing turnovers and really emphasizing them, Lowry has been someone that has had his fair share of good moments, and that could be a guy that surprises against the Colts. So I'm going to give the undrafted guy some love here, and I'll go Ruben Lowry.
Kevin Allstriker, what's happening at USA Today, the Ravens wire, as we're, what, hour and 45 minutes or so away from the joint practice with the Colts?
Yeah, just figuring out these bottom-of-the-roster battles right now, previewing the preseason game just a couple days away from football, which is exciting, and, you know, just trying to figure out how this Ravens team can do. So maybe another free agent addition or two. They brought back Brent Urban, so they're always – trying to make moves and make the roster better. So figuring out what this final version of the team looks like come September.
Kevin, appreciate your time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll talk to you next week.
Always appreciate you guys. Thanks so much.
There's Kevin Allstriker, everybody. We'll come back. It's the Whip Around. Having of the World of Sports last night. There was a trade in the NFL where a former Terp is on the move. Stick around. We'll find out. Well, I'll let you know who it is if you haven't heard. You know, you can just Google it and look it up for yourself. But we'll tell you about it anyway. In this day in Orioles history, some cool stuff happened. Then Peter Schmuck talking about the current day Orioles, where a lot of uncool things have been happening, including what happened last night up in Philly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Hey, look, as the Orioles struggle through a 2025 that's not over yet, good news is the guy they drafted's having a monster season. Kyle Stowers. Today named as the National League Player of the Month for July. Was an all-star. Contributed to their win in the All-Star game. Remember right before the All-Star game, he blasted three homers against the Orioles, which is kind of fitting. I mean, the way the season has gone. And, you know, let's be honest, Stowers was, he's a fourth outfielder. Got Kerstad, got Moomin, got all these guys. Now he's becoming a star. Now, good news is Trevor Rogers might be the ace of the Orioles rotation. Now, for sure. And maybe next year, and hopefully, as we've discussed, and we'll do it with Peter Schmuck, they'll supplement him and Man Bun and others for the next couple of seasons. American League rookie Nick Kurtz, who had the four-homer game for the A's. Stud, Wake Forest. He gets Player of the Month for the American League there. NFL news, former Terp Jacorian Bennett traded yesterday by the Raiders to the Philadelphia Eagles for Thomas Brooker, the fourth. Let me read my own handwriting here. Booker. Now, Christian Wilkins was released.
Yes.
So the Raiders needed help on D-line. Bennett's coming off of labrum surgery. Fourth-round pick out of Maryland. And played well for the Raiders when he was healthy his first 2 years and was really playing well last year. But had fallen down the depth chart for Pete Carroll for some reason.
Pete likes tall, long DBs. You know, I mean, just that's what he likes, big corners.
Well, Jacorian Bennett will still play in the National Football League. He's moving to Philadelphia.
That's good.
The defending Super Bowl champion. So, former Terp. He's on the move. There'll be a former Terp out of one winning drive today. Two of them, actually. Bo Braid, Nick Cross were teammates. Well, I think Nick might have been. Yeah, it was young Bo Braid when Nick Cross was down at College Park. So that's happening out at one winning drive. So, you know, trades in the NFL used to be rare. Not so much anymore. Like the one for one kind of things.
No, it's more about more about draft picks and stuff. Bob, there is another. Corey Bullock is still there, too. The O-lineman for the Terps.
Okay.
So there's another one. And I think he's been doing a decent job.
NFL, Tampa Bay signs Teddy Bridgewater, 32 years old, coming out of, I guess, retirement. Was a high school coach.
Northwestern High School.
Got under fire for, you know, doing what, you know, mentors do, helping kids. And even self-admitted as a violation, if you want to call it. I mean, we're living in this wild, wild west of college athletics where it's go to the highest bidder. And, I mean, you're helping a guy get an Uber ride or buy him something to eat. And you'll bleep yourself. But Bridgewater, 32, goes to Tampa. And Cleveland, I mean, they were kind of short on quarterbacks. They signed Tyler Hunt.
Yeah. Well, Gabriel's got a hammy. Pickett still got a hammy.
Yeah.
And then Shedeur Sanders had a sore arm. So, I mean, they do have a preseason game. And I'm sure they don't want to play Flacco a bunch in a preseason. What is he going to gain from a preseason?
Absolutely nothing.
Right. I play Shedeur Sanders the whole game.
And Huntley was in their camp last year, so he's got some familiarity with what's going on in the Browns. It's the Whip Around video at Haney 105.7 The Fan. Ravens joint practice coming up in about an hour and a half against the Colts out at one winning drive. This day in Orioles history. Today's August 5th. Yes. Little League World Series. We're watching it as we speak. There's a sign that football's starting, other than football starting, you know, the Hall of Fame and everything. Little League World Series. Yeah, NFL starts in less than a month. And it does. Starts what? Less than a month. That Thursday, the 4th, Ravens season opens on the 7th against the Bills out in Buffalo, 1983. And what would be the matchup in the ALCS? Memorial Stadium. Orioles were down 2 against the Chicago White Sox. Tony La Russa winning ugly. Well, the Orioles won beautiful. 3 runs, bottom of the 9th. Rich Dower, rest in peace. Base hit scores T-Bone Shelby as the Orioles stun Chicago 5-4. Mike Boddicker, who was brilliant in the playoffs against Chicago in another month or so, he gets the win as 8th, 2012. In the 10th inning at Tampa, Nolan, break out your Taylor Teagarden jersey as he doubles, scores Mark Reynolds. Luis Ayala, remember him, he gets the win. Jim Johnson picked up his 33rd save of the season, 1-0. Birds over the Rays. And then 2 years ago, Oriole Park, Camden Yards, Orioles against the Mets. Gunnar Henderson, Anthony Santander, both go yard. Kyle Gibson pitched 7 strong for his 11th win of the season as the Orioles beat New York 7-3. Kyle Gibson came back briefly for the Orioles this year, did not go well, has since retired. But 2 years ago, one of the fun seasons, regular seasons, in Orioles history, where that team won 101 games. Here we are 2 years later. Holy mackerel. They're one of the worst teams in baseball. Their run differential is horrible. Last night didn't help the cause. Peter Schmuck tries to make sense of it all. Then how much faith do we have that Grayson Rodriguez will ever live up to this highfalutin status that he had? The number one pitching prospect in baseball just 4 years ago. We don't know when he's throwing another pitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Birds. Widow Nation Guest Hotline, BaltimoreBaseball.com, Peter Schmuck. Peter, good morning. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging in there, man. And we just heard during Nolan's update, Grace Rodriguez 2025 season coming to an end. Not surprised, quite frankly, kind of anticipated. And, you know, and I was saying earlier, Peter, and you've been around Major League Baseball and the Orioles for years. You know, we've heard, hey, Matt Riley was going to be the next Sandy Koufax. Hayden Penn was Mike Messina part two. But Grayson was like a real highly regarded prospect, and the injury woes have hit him. Harkens back to the days of Ben McDonald, the number one pick in the draft, who was really good when he was healthy, which was a rare occasion, unfortunately, during his Baltimore career. Are we getting to this stage where Grayson is going to be the what-if guy and the God, if he just could have stayed healthy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, he's got time. I mean, it's frustrating to watch what's happened. You got a guy there who, when he has pitched, he's 20-8 career record, and obviously he's a talented guy. It is really sad to watch what's happened. I remember in spring training, you know, they were projecting April 1st, and you know, when the way they described the injury, you know, everyone always tried to avoid saying anything close to ulnar collateral ligament. Supposedly he's never had an ulnar collateral ligament problem, but you know, I was very suspicious at that time that he's just going to be the next great prospect. He's got to have Tommy John surgery. And yet when they said, you'll probably be ready April 1st, when he was still available in the last four rounds of my fantasy draft, I took him and paid a heavy price for that pick. But I feel sad for the young man, but the question is, of course, whether, you know, he has bone chips out, if that's what it is, or he has something being filed down. I mean, they've been very, obscure, opaque, I guess you'd say. It seems like it might be possible that it could be at spring training throwing. It seems like it, if it's not a ligament replacement.
All right, Peter, put your Mike Elias hat on. Wait, unwear a hat, but put his finely pressed shirt on. And what do you do with Bradish and Wells in the final, you know, month and a half of this 2025 season here?
Well, you look at them. I mean, you've got Bradish up to 97 miles an hour. There's an argument to be made, why take a chance having him pitch in meaningless games? But to some extent, you got to see, you know, and for them too, mentally, you got to see. So I think they, I don't know Tyler Wells' situation, because whenever you see an update, it's everyone's focused on Kyle. And Kyle is Kyle has the talent to be the ace of the staff. I'm not sure you'd say that about Tyler Wells, but I think he's got to get out there, for if only for his own confidence going into next spring.
Peter, we look at the Orioles as a team disappointing in a lot of the young players, the all-stars of last year, rookie of the year, finalists, et cetera, having down years. And Colton Cowser, we'll go there, got hurt first series of the year against Toronto. Since he's been back, he completely lost at the plate, 0 for 3, 3Ks. Not to say that he's done or he's going into the Joe Charbonneau realm of baseball immortality, but how disappointing has Cowser been, and what is it like for you watching him kind of flail away at the plate? Still makes his plays defensively, but offensively, it's like, what the hell is going on here?
It's very frustrating to watch. Also because of how stupid his injury was. And I have trouble getting over that. I mean, we've had many years of studies that show that diving into first base doesn't work. You get there later, not sooner. And I know the player's instincts kick in sometimes. But, I mean, I go back to Brian Roberts getting a concussion diving into first base and being lost for like 3 months. You know, I mean, the word's got to get around eventually that you just don't do it. And I don't care how how intense you are. And that had, in my opinion, had a huge impact on the first half of the season. And that big hole that punched in the lineup and you know, he's coming off a very good season last year, and he comes back and he's kind of lost. And I is another guy I just look forward to next year resetting in spring training. He's got to do whatever Jackson Holliday did in the off season to get better against left-handed pitching. And, you know, unfortunately, he doesn't have Matt Holliday as a dad to spend the winter with, but maybe he could send him over there anyway.
Peter Schmuck, BaltimoreBaseball.com, joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. Ryan Flaherty, we know him, of course, part of the Buck teams that went to the playoffs a few times a little more than a decade ago. He's been a hot commodity, Peter, as a possible manager. We're going to assume, I will anyway, Tony Mancino will not get the full-time job. As we look at this young core, Mike Elias, big offseason to bolster this roster, certainly in the pitching side of it, for sure. What about a younger guy with no managerial experience coming in, or would you prefer to see with a team that's expected to win next year more of a veteran presence, insert veteran manager looking for a job here?
Yeah, I mean, if you were going to consider, you know, a Ryan Flaherty, that's another situation where you find a way that he comes now and you get to see him for a while, you know, when it doesn't matter. But that's probably not possible. I think they took a chance on Brandon Hyde, and Brandon Hyde did a great job. I don't care what he says about this first half of the season and four or five playoff losses. You know, you still like Lamar Jackson. He lost a lot of playoff games. So I think that if Flash is really showing as a coach and a bench coach that he's got the chops, you know, it's a young team. Why not all grow together again? And they have to put somehow, whatever it is, 16 prospects to trade. I don't know. They've got to put one more solid starting pitcher, a top three starting pitcher in the offseason to go with Kyle Bradish and Rogers, who's looking great, and maybe Brandon Young and Kramer and Sagano or Povich. I don't know if they're going to bring Sagano back, but right now is frustrating anyway, because let me ask you to look up at the ceiling so you don't have a list in front of you and name three of the relievers other than Keegan Aiken and Cano.
There's Geraldo Rivera. There's Wolfman.
Ricky
Martin. Yeah, a lot of guys. Yeah. Your point well taken,
you know,
Peter Schmuck.
And Corbin Martin yesterday, I felt sorry for him. And I'm still trying to get my arms around why when I know Povich had 90 pitches and he'd thrown 86 was his top end in the minor leagues, but he's healthy. Why when he gives up a route, you know, not a routine, just a ground ball to shortstop that the guy beats out, that you don't, you know, the guy's been throwing well.
Give him a chance to get that last out and get his quality start. And yeah, but no, let's bring in a guy who gave up, what was it? He allowed 8 straight guys to get on base. One with a walk, I think. I mean, it was sad to watch because he's obviously a kid who's trying to make it, and he had been pitching pretty well. But is that what we're going to see the rest of the season? And it does matter. And people say, oh, it doesn't matter. They don't count. It does matter if you're getting beat 11-3 every night. It matters to the fans, and it'll affect them next year. I never questioned Elias. I think he knows what he's doing. But I wish he would have kept one setup reliever and passed on that one extra on that 15th or whatever prospect, because this if you have a setup guy, you might win that game last night.
Or kept Danny Coulon. But we have a whole offseason to question the offseason that was for Mike Elias. Peter Schmuck, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Peter, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We're cranking it up for you.
Thanks, Bob. Anytime.
You got it. We'll come back, get to the fun house. But, Benny, you're on your way out the door to one winning drive. Colts and Ravens coming up at 1 o'clock. Little joint practice. Should be chippy, I would assume, but trying to maintain the violence.
Yeah. It'll be high intensity, Bob. It'll be fun. It'll be a lot of intensity. And you know what I like to do out there is just like, who are we going to be talking about tomorrow? Who is that guy that jumps out? Who is it? Jair Alexander gets a couple picks, or is it Tez Walker makes a great play down the field? Are we talking about Mike Green? Are we talking about Looper like we were on Sunday? I mean, that's what's exciting about today.
Vinny will be back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Me and Nolan sticking around. Funhouse coming up next. Got news from the Nets coming up top of the hour. Going to hear from Zach Gore, Todd Monken, yesterday meeting with the media ahead of this matchup. Buy or sell. Where's the Turn It Up Tuesday money? And then Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. Boy, he gave the Orioles a failing grade at the trade deadline. I'm guessing the entirety of the season, they might be the most disappointing team in baseball, with all due respect to the Rockies and the White Sox, etc. So happy birthday there, old Patrick Ewing. Nolan, how you feeling over there?
Feeling pretty good. Look, I mean, you lose 13-3. You're really, really scrapping and clawing for silver linings when you're trying to come out of a loss like that. But to be honest here, I mean, I don't think last night is going to be a one-off thing for these final 2 months for the Orioles. That bullpen performance, and Corbin Martin in particular, not the dog pile on the kid, because he did have that nice save in the Blue Jays series where he kind of was the only man left and they burned all their other reliable
relievers. He made it interesting, shall we say.
Right. But maybe that was the early warning signs that even in a high moment like that, one of his highlights, it still wasn't dominant or it still wasn't conventional. To be honest, dude, looking at a lot of these names in the bullpen, I don't expect many, if any of them, to be here next year. We start throwing around the terms, well, open tryout and see what you have, but you really think that the guys that are in there right now are legitimate pieces that could even be, a fifth or a sixth inning guy, a seventh inning guy down the road? I just don't see it. Like, we keep saying that we're giving guys an open tryout, and yet the guys that they actually want to see that from are not here. Go to the position player side of things. Dylan Beavers, Sam Abisayo. There's just no reason for them to not be here right now. And really, I don't want to hear the whole service time part of it.
Screw that.
And I don't want to hear about the draft pick compensation either, that if Abisayo or Beavers finish top three in rookie of the year, that doesn't matter to me. Did you not just steal a draft pick from the Rays for Brian Baker? When is it enough? How many draft picks do you need? How many prospects do you need? Wouldn't it be more beneficial to get an extra month or an extra couple weeks of one of these guys that you actually think is going to be a staple of this team? One of these guys that's actually proven to be a top prospect commodity, whereas that draft pick that you get, which isn't a guarantee, by the way, the Abisayo or Beavers would have to finish top three. That's not a guarantee. And they're probably not going to finish top three if they're struggling for most of next year because they're working through the issues that they could have been solving now. So I just, at a certain point, I understand why Elias does things when you look at it by the rule book, but is that really what the team needs right now? You need to adjust your GM focus to where you are as a team. And I think he's using the same blanket rules that he would have applied 4 or 5 years ago and bringing them to now. You need to adjust.
And keep in mind, you mentioned Dylan Beavers, who's had a monster season. Samuel Basayo, one of the top prospects in baseball. You're not only bringing them up because you want to see what they can do. They fill needs. Mm-hmm. Beavers can play all three outfield positions. You need an outfielder. And then with all due respect to the guy that got the hit on Sunday that tied the game against the Cubs, whose name I already forgot, Basayo and Mayo, there's what you need to look at. And Mountcastle, I guess, will be up. We thought it was going to be last night, and they still come up for the Phillies, or I think it might be more Oakland or the A's coming up this weekend. But let's see what Basayo and Mayo could do, because that might be your first place base platoon in 2026. And I speak for a lot of Orioles fans. Again, it's not my money. I ain't spending it. I spend it when I go watch the Orioles. Two words I don't want to hear anymore. Service time.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. No more. Basayo, Beavers, they've been in our consciousness for a while. Enough's enough. Let's not make them fantasy, not in the fantasy baseball realm, but they're this fan. Hey, I've heard a lot about them. Let's see them. Starting this weekend against the A's.
Right, and nobody wanted to be in the position that you're in right now. That's obvious. But you are afforded a unique opportunity by being in this position, and that is to play some of these guys that, quite frankly, wouldn't be here if the team was still competitive. There wouldn't be a clear-cut role for them. Even the injured guys coming back. You want to go back to the Bradish conversation, or Tyler Wells for that matter. You know, I think it would have been more dangerous for them had the Orioles actually been competitive, because then there would have been a rushing them back. Like, we need to win.
Yeah.
We need these guys out there. We're strapped for arms right now. I think that's where the pressure would come in. You don't want to be here. But there are some side benefits to being here that can help you for next year. Take advantage of that. To not do that is just giving a middle finger to the whole thing.
Yep. Bring them up. Beavers, Basayo, whomever. Now, you mentioned the bullpen. Good luck with that. I mean, 2022, you had the Bakers, the Crables, and then the C&L Perez became part of the equation. Danny Coulomb. A lot of these guys were cast-offs from other organizations. I mean, what the hell's happening to Yennier Cano? I mean, this is a guy, he comes in, it's like, well, this is over. Now he comes in, it's like, this is extended. Is he going to make it through the inning? We knew he wasn't going to be the back-end closer type, but boy, seventh, eighth inning, he was as good as he got. Major League Baseball now, it's like, can this guy even get through two, three hitters here
mm-hmm.
with that traffic?
And even him, keep throwing him out there, because let's be 100% sure when the season's over. I want to be certain on Yennier Cano. If it's bad, then it's bad. And you have another person to replace. The list continues. But I want to know. I don't leave anything up to chance or mystery here.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's on his way to one winning drive. Me and Nolan are still here. We'll come back. News from the Nest. Going to hear from the coordinators who met with the media yesterday ahead of today's practice with the Colts. Buy or sell. We're turning up Tuesday money. Count that, hopefully, along with the sports subjects of this day. And Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. Talk Major League Baseball with him. Orioles have to be the most disappointing team in baseball based on preseason expectations, right? I mean, are the Yankees kind of falling into that territory?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.